Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, coming up, we're going to talk to our friends from Polar Pro, who are just featured on Shark Tank and got $1 million deal. So they're going to join us on the phone, believe it or not, regardless of the fact that they got $1 million deal. They're still willing to talk to us, lonely schlubs here at the world's first radio show devoted to diving. So that's coming up here in moments. However, before we get to that, from last hour, I want to make sure we give out the proper information for Solomé and the organization to fund the Aquarius Project. And I know that Pete from Scuba Board has been doing some stuff with her. And is what's the deal, Pete? She's going to be she's hosting a thing on Scuba Board as far as information and how people can get involved. Is that the deal or what?
Actually, their whole club is going to be doing that. We're going to be creating an Age of Aquarius forum so people get involved with the club. And that's probably going to be in the next week or so. We're not quite ready to put that down there. But she wants to blog about learning how to dive. Okay. She wants to blog about what it is so that she promotes people learning how to dive. You know, shows that, hey, if I can do it, you can do it type of thing.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. And that would be a good thing. So all they would have to do is go to Scuba Board and you'll have a link to the postings and stuff or what?
Exactly. Just do a search for Solomé, on Scuba Board. And she hasn't posted it yet, so don't hold your first rule of scuba. Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. Okay. Of course. Yeah.
You know, but just look at it. And if nothing else, send a PM to netdocme, NETDOC, and say, dude, where's she at? And as soon as she comes on, I'll send you a link to where she's posting.
All right. That sounds good. All right. Now, so that's one thing. Let's go back to talking about DEMA, though, because I got Eric Douglas from booksbyeric.com, who wrote the book Lionfish. And I haven't talked to Eric since DEMA on the show. And I definitely wanted to take some time and reflect on some of the things that happened, because it's such a huge event. It's hard to cover it in just one or two shows anyway. And some of the things we did at the DEMA show this year were very special because of the release of Lionfish. And we got to give props out to the proper folks, especially our friends at Ocean Divers that helped us give away how many books there at the DEMA show?
We gave away 80 copies, 20 every
copies.
Day.
That is impressive. And made a lot of people happy. It was quite a tchotchke to give away to folks. People really wanted a copy of that. They didn't want to pay the $3 on Amazon or whatever.
Well, it's $6 on Amazon. Well, okay. But yeah, no, it actually worked out great for me, for you, for Ocean Divers. You know, it was just a great little project. And the guys from Ocean Divers said they loved it because it brought a whole bunch of people to their booth. And it was just fun.
Yeah, they had to get a coupon from us in the morning when we did our opening festivities. And, you know, we gave away 20 each day over the 4-day event. And then they had to go to the Ocean Divers booth and redeem their coupon for a copy of the book. How many books did you sign? How many autographs did you do of Lionfish, you figure, Eric?
I'm guessing half of them, to be honest.
Did you really?
With you.
That's cool.
Yeah, I did. I had a whole. Every once in a while, I'd just be wandering through the show, and one of the people from Kel Levendorf or one of the other people at Ocean Divers would yell for me, and occasionally actually sent me a text and said, "Hey, come over here," And I'd run over there, because somebody was waiting there to sign for me to sign a book, and I signed a bunch in your booth as well.
So. Well, yeah, absolutely. Now, that's very, very nice. And it's, I mean, what's cool about it is a lot of people came up to me and said they had read the book and thought it was quite entertaining and enjoyed it immensely. So, I think that's great, because that's what I've said since I've read the first draft that Eric wrote of this little story where he incorporated the Scuba Radio crew into his Withrow Keys, into this Withrow Keys series, the latest in the series of Withrow Key. And I just loved it. And obviously other folks are enjoying it as well. So that's good to hear and good to see.
Of course, the first warning is if you start reading the story, read past the first five pages, or if not, you'll hate Greg.
Well, exactly. And because, I come off as kind of an ass. And it doesn't really, that part doesn't really change.
So it's an accurate book.
Well, at first,
it's nonfiction.
It's a biography.
Yeah, they read it and they go, wow, they nailed him. He totally nailed him.
You mean he's an idiot as well as being a jerk?
All right, let's not take artistic license. Leave that to Eric's expertise there, Pete. Really now. But it's good stuff, though. And, it's all about sharing the love of diving and having some fun along the way as well. And obviously, we do that. Now, what do you think about the show in general, the Demas show? What did you see, Eric?
I had a great time at the show. I didn't make it to last year's show, so And the problem with not going every year is you see people and I've got to go talk to that person. I haven't talked to them in 2 years.
Right.
And you never make it back around to them. There's a whole bunch of people that I saw across the room that I never got a chance to speak to, which is that's the downside to Dima. You're so busy, so many people to see and so many things to do that you just don't have time to do everything you want to do.
Well, that's true. And I'll tell you, this is the first year in a long time where I did not have enough time to walk the entire show floor. I never got around to walking the show floor at Dima this year, which is unfortunate because I really enjoy doing that, because that's an opportunity for me to see some new folks that, especially if they're debuting some new products, at the Dima show. That's where these folks come out with their new stuff, especially the smaller folks that are coming up with some new product that divers may love to see or may need. And I just didn't have time because we were doing our morning show festivities, and then we went right into lunchtime in the Fiji Isle and hosted an event there in Fiji and had a blast doing that, and then went right to happy hour in the Bahamas Isle. So I didn't have a lot of spare time to just go wander and peruse. Did you have much opportunity to do any of that? Did anything catch your eye in that regard or what?
The thing that I walked most of the show. I don't know that I saw the entire thing myself, but I ended up doing a couple book signings. I was signing books in your booth, and then ended up signing books at the Best Publishing booth with the book that I co-authored with Dan Orr, The Scuba Diving Safety.
Right.
So we did a couple book signings over there. So I was running around quite a bit too. But the thing that struck me most is how GoPro has revolutionized diving and diving underwater videography and photography.
It is.
Because I saw so many people selling masks or other accessories and that sort of thing to go with GoPros and take them underwater. The Polar Pro guys are a great example of that.
Absolutely. And if you saw them on Shark Tank, and we're going to talk to Austin from Polar Pro here in just a bit, I was surprised how the sharks were literally salivating over their products. And it was because, man, they're on the cutting edge with this GoPro phenomenon and quadcopters and drones and all that kind of stuff. They're into that category as well. But as far as the diving and that has just changed underwater videography, especially on a level that is remarkable. And
absolutely.
I didn't get into taking video. I was never a big underwater photo guy. I just didn't like some of the, expressions I heard from other photo pros on the boat when they come up and complain about their housing being flooded and all
yeah.
The thousands of dollars that they had spent on this. I was like, man, that looks like too much aggravation. I don't want to do it. But when the GoPros came out and they were small, they weren't that expensive, and I started dabbling in it, and I'm like, wow, I'm able to actually get some decent stuff out of this, and I have no clue to what I'm doing. If I actually apply myself a little bit, maybe I can get some more... get some interesting stuff out of this, and now I'm kind of into it. I kind of love it, and I got more footage, underwater video footage, that I ever know what to do with. Now I have the problem of editing it all, but I've actually taken a step back from that. They've gotten so great on the video that now I can cheat on being an underwater photographer, because I just take a frame from my my GoPro, and just the frame from that, I can get the perfect expression on the fish, the person, the diver, whatever, the subject, and it's actually pulling a frame from video. So all you got to do is point in the right area, and if your lighting's okay, you're going to get a pretty good still photo. So they've really revolutionized underwater video for sure. All right, well, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it, buddy, and we will talk to you again soon, my friend.
Good talking to you, pal.
All right, there you go. We got Pete from Scuba Board, Jerry the Diver Guy, Bubble Boy, and as I said, Austin from Polar Pro is going to join us next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
We should probably sign up for the scuba boat as soon as we get there, because I hear it fills up really quick.
Don't you ever feel like we've been on this vacation before? Scuba diving, and we did that in Bali and Costa Rica and Hawaii.
Baby, this is Fiji. We've never been to Fiji. So it's like, that's a whole different island, and the resort there is beautiful, and the scuba diving there is going to be totally different, because it's different water, different fish. It's going to be really good. I'm excited.
It's going to be amazing.
Are you excited?
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm really excited.
I am excited.
This This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, on the phone, I have my buddies from Polar Pro, and they were on Shark Tank last Saturday, got a $1 million deal, and they're still willing to talk to us schlubs right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. So we appreciate it. Austin is on the line. Austin, how are you, buddy?
Greg, good. How about yourself? Thanks for having me on the show.
Hey, no worries, man. Hey, congratulations to you, first off. That is so awesome.
Thank you.
You know, I've been watching these guys for the last couple of years. They've helped us out. We were talking about the GoPros and how that's changed the industry. And Polar Pro's made these filters for GoPros that actually improves your underwater video tenfold. And they're just really convenient. Snap on the front of the GoPro cameras and really can make a huge difference on the quality of the footage that you get. And they've been nice enough to hook me up over the last few years. And we've talked at the dive shows as they've built their business. And sure enough, at the DEMA show, right, leading, you know, the week before, you gave me heads up that you guys were going to be on Shark Tank, which I thought was awesome. But when they told me this, I really didn't expect that they got a deal. I mean, you guys had an impressive setup there at the DEMA show. You definitely had kicked it up a notch, but I figured it was just one of these things where, you know, hey, look, if you're on Shark Tank, whether you get a deal or not, it really doesn't matter. It's a huge publicity. And I just figured you guys were kicking it up just to take advantage of some of the publicity. I really didn't faze me that you had gotten such a great deal, because I figured if you had, you wouldn't waste your time with folks like us. But there you were. You're doing your thing. And I just figured, you know, you were just working it accordingly. And lo and behold, not only did you get a deal, you got one of the biggest deals in Shark Tank, I believe. Am I right there, Austin, or what?
Yeah, we're definitely there at the top of the chart. So very exciting time. A lot of momentum going into the holidays, coming off of DEMA and our Kickstarter for the new Power Grip H2O. So an exciting time for us, for sure.
Absolutely. And we were, you know, they were nice enough to hook us up with some of those to give away at the show. And those are just coming out right now. The Power Grip, which is basically it's kind of like you could use it underwater as a selfie stick, but it actually has power inside the stick itself to power your GoPro or whatever in between dives, that kind of thing or something. Is that right?
Yeah. We actually have some live charge options as well. So, you have the option to get 10 hours of extended battery life to your GoPro during your dive day.
Nice.
We've got some different LED options, all kinds of accessories for the grip, but just an external power source for your GoPro. Those things are notorious for running out of batteries. So
yeah,
you kind of answer that issue with the Power Grip.
Yeah, and then, you know, they have that, and they have a whole bunch of other products online. You just go to Polar Pro, polarprofilters.com, I believe, is the website. Am I right?
Correct.
Yeah, so you do that.
That's it.
But let's talk about this Shark Tank thing, because like I said, you guys kept this pretty close to the vest, and I was very impressed with how you did this, because, you know, knowing that you had such a big deal, it's amazing you guys were as laid back as you are. Maybe it's that whole California vibe that you and Jeff have. I don't know, but you should definitely did not show your cards at the show. You were just kind of laid back, and keeping this to yourself. Did you find that difficult? Because I know they tell you can't tell anybody about this. I was surprised you could even say that you guys were on Shark Tank before it aired the week before. But Mark Burnett and these guys that run these shows are like if you say something, they totally people in black suits show up at your door and throw you in jail or send you off some deserted island or something.
Very strict NDAs. It was definitely, you know, the best secret that we had the hold back for quite a while.
Right.
But we didn't let it distract us in any way. Still the same old Polar Pro, and staying focused and just waiting for the phone call. So they ended up letting us know about 2 weeks before the air date.
Right.
At that point, we were enabled to share with everyone, family and friends, and the industry as well, that we would be on the show, and it worked out perfect that we were able to share it at DEMA. So
that is good timing for sure in that regard. And as far as when you guys filmed this, how long ago did this happen, by the way? So you had to keep a secret for how long?
About 5 months.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right. So you guys were bursting, I would imagine. It had pretty big blowout last Friday night. Am I right when the show aired? Did you guys
we had quite the celebration, family and friends here at the headquarters,
yeah.
And just tons of energy. We received so much, just support from everyone, all ends of the industry. So it was an amazing time. It was a great event that we had here. And, you know, Jeff and I definitely didn't share the secret with anyone. We wanted it to be just as exciting for everyone watching, including our parents. So,
oh, that's cool. Very cool. And you got two. You didn't get one shark. You got two sharks. You got Mark Cuban and Robert?
Robert Hirschbeck.
Yes. So both of those guys have bought into Polar Pro to be a backer, to help you guys out. So you got two sharks. $1 million deal. Crazy. Crazy. So yeah. Have you already got your MAV tickets from Mark Cuban? And I don't know what Hirschbeck can give you, but it's probably a Rolls Royce or something, right? An extra Rolls Royce he has hanging around or something. Have you worked that angle yet? Or you, that's
yeah,
still
I wish
negotiated.
It were that nice and that easy. you know, they're working out a ton of deals. There's a ton of paperwork. And, you know, nothing's been quite finalized, but we're going through the motions. And Cuban's been throwing some resources our way to help us deal with the website traffic following the show and some legal resources as well. So, you know, definitely things are moving and just, like I said, tons of energy and momentum.
Well, cool. And all this will mean is they're bigger and better for divers, because I would imagine this will fund future projects, whether it's the power stick or other future projects that you guys have for divers that can use with their GoPro filters or whatever. More of them are going to be coming to market because you got more backing now from the sharks from Shark Tank, right?
Yeah, we'll definitely be continue to be innovative and release new products as we move along. But the big thing is just supporting all of our shops that have been supporting us since 2012 when we released our first Snap-on filter, and just making sure that the filters stay on the shelves and we continue to support everyone that supported us along the way. So.
Well, there you go. Well, it couldn't happen to better folks. And Austin and Jeff there from Polar Pro Filters, polarprofilters.com. We've known them for a few years, and it's good to see friends do so well. So there you go. There's the latest from Shark Tank. You know, divers, sharks, you know, we all should be working together anyway, right? All right, more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Robert has dialed up 888-88-SCUBA. This isn't Robert Hirschbeck, or what is, from Shark Tank? I'm guessing not. He's from Ohio. I don't think Robert. What's his last name there, Bubba?
Oh,
Bubba?
I don't know.
From Shark Tank, huh?
Shark Tank.
Hirschbeck, or I don't know. Anyway, Robert, you're on Scuba Radio. How are you, my friend?
Hi, how you guys doing?
I'm good. What can we do for you?
May you guys have a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, back at you. Or, and that'd be Thanksgiving in our case, but regardless, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. I've been certified ever since 2011.
Okay.
Has the rules on diving and flying changed? Because I was looking at my PADI book, and PADI certified diver, it says 18 hours.
Right.
But I go into that place, they tell me it's 24.
Yeah. Well, you know, the rule of thumb is a minimum of 18, and a lot of people still go by 24 if it's multiple days of diving. So if you're doing, like, you know, 3 or 4 days of diving on a liveaboard trip or a dive vacation, that kind of thing, you'd want to go for 24 hours. If it's just one day of diving, where you did a couple days of diving, the minimum is 18, you know, 12 to 18. So it hasn't really changed. It's just they've given a few more variables, you know, at work, you know, for you to consider. There you go. So the longer, the better. That's the bottom line, too. So there you go. Hopefully that helps Robert. I don't think that was the guy from Shark Tank. Do you think, Bubble Boy?
No, that's. I think it's Robert Havlicek.
Havlicek? No, none of you guys. You don't know what you're talking about. You don't watch that show, do
Hirschbeck.
You, Bubble Boy? Hirschbeck, that's what it is. But I don't think that was him either.
No,
you know,
no.
The best we can do from the guys at Shark Tank is actually get somebody who knows someone who knows someone on Shark Tank. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, something like that. Mark Cuban, we could probably suck up to him. We need to find out if those guys are divers. They're sharks. You would think they would have to be certified scuba divers to be able to be on that show.
You guys were in Sharknado together, Sharknado 3.
That's true. Now that you mention that, why haven't I worked that angle?
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell's wrong with me? See, I don't even know how to network myself sometimes. That's why I have people like Bubble Boy to keep me straight. And Jerry the Diver Guy and Pete from Scuba Board. If that weren't enough, we got Walt DeMartini, who's going to join us next right here on the World's First Radio Show Devoted to Diving. That's coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Captain Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in Key Largo, Florida, and you're listening to my good buddy and dive pal, Greg the Dive Master, from the world's first radio show devoted to diving, Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
I love it.
Yes, I do too. Captain Slate's always a blast. And I don't know, he might be joining us tomorrow down there in South Florida. I'm actually heading down to visit with a friend of mine, Mr. Walt DeMartini, the legendary Walt DeMartini, who is connected via the web with us there at the Gomez Hilton. Walter, come in, Walt. Can you hear me, Walt? Maybe. I don't know. Jerry, are you there? You're there, aren't you, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Walt's, he might be passed out. I don't know. I don't hear him yet.
Too much rum punch.
That could be. Well, we're trying to connect to Walt, and if we get Walt, we'll get him. He might have to adjust a microphone thingy or something. I don't know. Did you guys talk to him while we were on the commercial break there, Jerry, or no?
No, I didn't see. Didn't even see him on.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
I don't see him on. Is he on?
Yeah.
He's on.
He's on. I see him on, but he's not making any record right now.
Paging
so.
Walt. Walt.
We'll get it connected. See, he's planning a big blowout tomorrow, which, you know, it's going to be his birthday. And so we're going to go down there and do a little recording because people like Captain Slate and a lot of our South Florida diving friends or just dive industry friends are going to go out
this
there and
Walt
hang.
This is Walt who?
This is Walt DeMartini, the legendary Walt DeMartini, who runs the Dry Martini dive boat or from back in the day. And it was world renowned for hiring or having the most beautiful dive masters, you know, in the world. Working
his crew.
What? Pete from Scuba Board is not
South
sorry.
Florida.
Oh God, Pete! The way you say that, Jerry, that's a little scary in a sense, but it is very descriptive. I think you know there's something to be said for the way you have your delivery on that, Jerry. But
want me to back up a pun again?
Yeah, do I want? I don't know if I want you to do that or not. That's a little scary. In a sense. But anyway, I'm heading down there tomorrow, and you'll hear about it next week as we celebrate or we kick off Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. And we got some big plans starting for next week. You know, given the gift of scuba, we're going to, you know, jump on that bandwagon, remind you that, you know, you can spend all your time online and at the mall and getting all the gifts and all that stuff, but you got to give the gift of scuba. It's much easier. And what better way to do that is to celebrate Scuba Radio Thanksgiving as a little reminder. And we may throw a few little surprises out there to everybody as well and see the magic, just happens.
Greg.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of throwing out, you know, we haven't gave a big shout out to nobody yet.
We have to now, though, I believe, don't we?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Who would you like to give a shout out to on the show today,
well,
Jerry?
Being a great, great friend and being such a good DEMA show this year, I need to give a big shout out to Nicole Russell. And the whole DEMA crew.
Absolutely.
What they've done. They work hard every year for this show.
They do indeed.
And it has been a good show.
That's right. That would be the ladies of DEMA, as I like to call them. That would be Nicole, Colleen, and June, and oh, there's so many. But they really run a fine event, don't they? And we actually had some good times with them. You know, I don't know. We had a little bit more opportunity to hang with the DEMA crew this year.
Great folks
at the big DEMA party at the Hard Rock Cafe. I had a good time with them and just, you know, they're just great people, and they help manage the whole event. They just really went off very, very well this year. So we got to give a little shout out to Nicole and the gang. And and they were very accommodating for our scuba radio crew too. And I don't know, Jerry, this is like one of your first times actually going as part of our group. And you kind of got to mingle with this crowd that we see and maybe probably take for granted, I guess. Is that kind of what you think happened maybe a little bit too?
Yeah. I mean, they're great people.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we love them. We love each and every one of them for what they do. And I sure do treasure their friendship.
So. Well, there you go. And I'm sure when they find out that you're going to be on Survivor. And I mean, what do you think? Where do you put your odds on this, by the way?
I have, what is it, 0.0?
No. you know, Jerry the Diver Guy would be such the perfect contestant on Survivor. I mean, Pete, back me up on this. You've talked to Jerry over the last year or so.
I think the most compelling reason for him to be part of Survivor is that he survived so many of these broadcasts.
True.
Without losing his mind.
That's a good point, Pete.
Maintaining his composure and being an upright guy.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I mean, we are kind of like a,
proving ground.
Maybe a proving ground or like a hazing kind of thing that you have to go through before you're ready for the big leagues on a show like Survivor.
We're not hazing. Don't say we're hazing. We provide a proving ground. Better, much better than hazing.
Okay, if you say so. I think
there'd be a lot of editing on that show, though.
Well, you think they'd have to edit you? They wouldn't have to edit
you. They'd have to edit my hillbilly talk.
No, I know. I think that's your selling point.
I think that would be a plus.
I think that's your selling point.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, hey now. Hey, whoa, what's going on over there? Uh-oh, I think that was Walt chiming in from the Gomez Hilton. The party may have started a little bit early there, so I don't know. Walt, if you're there, dude, you need to turn that microphone down a little bit there, buddy. See, when we're doing things like from party headquarters and we're doing this stuff on the fly, things like this can go a little nutty. So we'll get that resolved there at the commercial break and then connect with the Gomez Hilton, which is the home base of operations for Mr. Walt DeMartini. But yeah, you know, I think Jerry would be perfect for Survivor. And, you know, when it comes to those type of shows, once again, any representation that we can get for scuba diving, and Jerry is the diver guy. I mean, he is a diver. So I think that's good. Not only will it play to his advantage on the show, because he will have, you know, be familiar with breath hold diving, free diving, maybe going to spear fish, you know, when they work through that part of the TV show. Do you watch it, Bubble Boy? Do you watch Survivor or not?
I used to watch it just about the last, I think, first three seasons I did.
Yeah, and then you kind of gave it the boot.
It seems like a lot of backstabbing. I'm worried about Jerry. He's too nice of a guy to be on Survivor.
Well, how could you talk to someone like Jerry, though, and not befriend him? I mean, that's what's beautiful. I mean, such a nice guy. You heard him talking about how nice the folks from DEMA were, Nicole and all those good. Everybody loves him. I mean, it's not like me, where they meet me and are like, God, he's an ass.
Yeah,
they meet Jerry and they think, oh, this guy is really nice, down-home guy. He's like, he's a long-lost cousin you wish you always had.
Greg, watch the show. Watch the show and look at the contestants.
I do. I watch Survivor all the time.
Yeah. Well, aren't they horrible people?
Oh, of course they're horrible people. That's why I'm saying he would excel. And I think his personality, I think his delivery and how he handles himself, I think that'll play to his advantage on Survivor. And it'll represent divers well. I think he would be a great ambassador for the dive community to be on Survivor.
That's true.
And that's what I'm talking about. That's why I think Jeff Probst and the folks at Survivor need to jump on this opportunity to hire Jerry the Diver Guy on Survivor. He has my I'll watch it 10 times more often. I'll watch repeats. If you had Jerry, you'd have so many catchphrases. I mean, it would be like okie dokie, or what's going on, or who's jumped?
You guys heard that?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You'd have so many catchphrases that they could capitalize on for Survivor that it would be huge for their ratings.
That's true.
And it would just make for great TV. So, you know, I'm just saying, when Jerry told me that he was going to apply to be on Survivor, I was like, hey, we've got to make some noise about this and see if we can get their attention. Believe it or not, over the years, I have heard of casting calls where they were looking for divers for these shows, the same group. You know, I don't know if we've had Survivor, but we had the Bachelorette. We're looking for bachelorettes that were certified divers at one time. And we put out a casting call to help them get more, you know, bachelorettes that were divers. I'm trying to think if we've had their Survivor. You know, it's not like they need much help. They get a lot of entries, but not like Jerry the Diver guy. So, if you know somebody or you are connected to the TV show Survivor and you're hearing this right now, you need to get on those guys and tell them to look up this guy, Jerry the Diver guy, or email us and we'll put you in touch with them. I mean, he's going to submit his official video, and I guess you have to do that process. They got to do the proper vetting, make sure he's not a psychopath and that kind of thing. And we do all that. Well, not really, because psychopaths actually make for good radio. So we would never screen anyone out for some minor flaw like that here on Scuba Radio. But they have standards, and they got to work through that. And as far as I know, he hadn't killed anybody in the last year or two.
With kindness. That I'm aware of. He killed them with kindness.
Yeah, maybe that was the case. So there you go. There's my little testimonial for Jerry the Diver guy. All right, more coming up, including our live remote. We're going to connect, I promise, with the Gomez Hilton next. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
If you're listening, you're probably someone who's passionate about scuba diving. Chances are you remember who introduced you to diving and that first experience underwater. Maybe it impacted your life, relationship, or career in some meaningful way. If you're looking for the perfect holiday gift for family, friends, or children over 10 this year, pay it forward with a Patty e-learning gift pass. Give them a gift they'll always remember. Give them the gift of diving. For details, visit patty.com/giftpass.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
That's our sister ship, the Athena. Went down with 88 souls just last week.
I wonder how that happened.
Hey, come on, Sharky.
Hey, you want a piece of this?
You call yourself the king of the jungle.
The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming. The wetsuit's coming.
but I'm not a fighter. I wear a black wetsuit and look 10 pounds lighter. So ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, get ready for the first diving show in the world.
Super Radio, wetsuit's coming. 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 Super Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web, and we have connected two strings and tin cans together to connect with Walt DeMartini at the Gomez Hilton. I don't know, the internet playing a little havoc with us, but we do have Walt via the phone. Walt, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Greg. How you doing today?
I'm good. Now, I know you're prepping for your big blowout. This is a, what are we calling this thing tomorrow at the Gomez Hilton? Birthday,
well,
bash?
We're not going to call it my bee party.
It's not going to be your bee party. Okay, it's going to be what? An industry celebration of love, maybe.
That's
how about
it.
That?
You got it, buddy.
All right,
you've got it.
Yeah, and Jerry, are you going to come all the way down from the mountains of Virginia to attend this event, or is there any chance or no? What do you think?
I wish I could, but I have things to do.
You got to shoot a video to get on Survivor. That's what you got
do,
right? Yeah. So
you know, Walt's a good friend of mine, and I'd never miss nothing with him, but unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, if you were to shoot your Survivor video at the celebration of love and diving at the Gomez Hilton, that might put you over the top. You think, Walt? What do you think?
I think it would. I'll tell you what. He has imbibed of some of Captain Walt's get-in rum punch. I know that. He's had some in the past.
Yes, he has had some rum punch, and actually I have some, I don't know, some juice from the mountains of Virginia that I'm planning to bring out to this event tomorrow for you as well. I still have some left over from...
Beautiful. That's beautiful. We'll put a few drops into the rum punch there and
maybe
spike it up and really get it going.
It'll be a floater of something. Which, by the way, is there an expiration date on that mason jar stuff that you've given me in the past there? Okay.
No.
It doesn't go stale, is what you're saying.
No.
All right.
It ages with beauty.
It ages. You will serve no shine before it's time, I think is the proper way to phrase that. But we're going to have a lot of dive industry people there at the event tomorrow, right? Right, Walt? You got a lot of dive
friends. Yeah, I hope so. I hope Jeff and his wife and his whole crew are coming down with Aria and the rest of them.
Jeff, Captain Cocktail from South Florida Diving Headquarters, those folks are going to be there, and then God knows who else. Wait, is Slate going to come up from the Florida Keys? Do we know? Have you reached out to Captain Slate?
I haven't heard from him. We've got some other people who were at DEMA, and I don't know whether Neil's going to make it or not. Beth got married, his daughter got married today over in West End, Grand Bahama, so
right.
I don't know if there were flights out tomorrow or not, or if they plan on coming back to the States on Monday. But I'm sure if he's in the U.S., he'll be here.
Well, I have no doubt about that, for sure. But it's just going to be a big blowout. You got entertainment lined up. You got some friends that play music. I know the Scuba Cowboy was even going to come, but he couldn't make it out from Colorado. But you got like two or three other folks that are planning to actually play music and stuff, right?
Right.
Captain Harry or something?
From Orlando's coming down. He's driving down. Captain Harry, I've known him for years.
Right.
And he played back in the day down here in a lot of the clubs and bars in Miami and South Florida. He's coming down from Orlando. He plays Bahama Breeze up there now.
Very good. Okay. And then you got a bunch of folks that are coming over to raft up. Keith and all that, those folks are going to bring their boats over and just raft up to your place? Is that the deal?
Well, I've actually got four docks available to me now.
Wow.
Hopefully parking won't be too bad. I've got my fingers crossed on the weather. They delivered the big barbecue cooker today. They rolled it up here, along with about two cases of rum.
Uh-huh.
That's just for the rum punch. And
of course.
In addition, we got that special rum that we brewed up for Mount Gay down in the Caribbean about 3 or 4 months ago. We got a barrel of it. They delivered a case to me today.
Wait, is this the stuff that they actually named after you, Walt?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yep.
See, that's how legendary Walt DeMartini is. He has his own rum from Mount Gay. It's his own branded rum. So after a certain level of consumption. Is that how it works? You reach a threshold in your lifetime, and then you get your own run, your own branded rum?
I believe so. It says label, Captain Walt and Jimbo's.
Okay, all right. So there's a guy helping him out there. It's like a dynamic duo of rum drinking, and they got their own rum. So that'll be worth the price of admission right there. So, you know, you're going to hear about this next week. And like I said, there'll be a lot of dive industry friends hanging out there. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to stay on one of the boats. Is that right, Walt? You're having me hang out on the
dry martini? I think you're going to stay on my boat, actually.
On the dry martini, too, which is
on the go fast boat.
A go fast boat, a faster version of the classic dry martini, who Captain Walt is legendary for hosting the most beautiful dive masters in the world on, or having them work for him. And some of them may show up at this event, I guess, right?
Oh, yeah, they'll be here. And I guess, you know, we have you reserved for you the stabbing cabin.
The stabbing cabin.
Which is up forward.
Where people stab you I don't know.
That's one way to put it.
It's one way. Yeah, with Walt, you never know. As long as they change the sheets, I think I'm good. All right, so that's what you have to look forward to for next week, as well as Scuba Radio Thanksgiving. It's going to be a huge event. Do not miss it. It'll be fun times for all. Till then, remember, it's always better. Wear Bubble Boy.
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.